This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was July of last year. The name of the company is Hemp Inc. You can find them on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol H-E-M-P. With us today is the CVC of the company, Bruce Perlin. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being back here.
What exactly is a CVC?
CVC stands for Chief Visionary Consultant. I'm not the kind of guy that likes to run the day-to-day operations of a company. That's like boring. So I'm a visionary. So we're the first publicly traded company in the hemp industry. Before that, we're the first publicly traded marijuana company in the industry. So I spearhead the direction of the company that's in a very creative, cutting-edge direction.
In about 20 seconds, could you give my listeners just a little bit of about statement? Who are you guys and what do you do, really?
Well, Hemp Inc. has the largest hemp processing facility in the Western Hemisphere. We make industrial hemp products. That way is the Spill Be Gone and Drill Wall, which is powdered up hemp and canaf. And then on the other end, we do CBC, CBG, CBN, CB, coffee enhancers with CBD and creams. So we have both ends, industrial and the medicinal line.
The only thing that you left out there was CBS. you got a lot of CBs there. Anyway, you guys put out, the reason why I asked you to come on the show, it's been a little while. One, the last time you were on the show was July. But what really intrigued me a little bit was the press release that you put out in February. I think it was one of your biggest deliveries of 120,000 pounds of hemp / canif. I think the article said that you guys were shooting for 1 million pounds. Bring us up to speed. How did that happen and where do we go from here?
Okay, well, LCM, first of all, is lost circulation material. It's ground up canaf and hemp blend. It's a proprietary blend. And they use the oil. Well, we had a 1 million pound order prior to coronavirus. Right? And they picked up and paid for maybe 7, 8, 9 semi loads. And then coronavirus reared its ugly head or its ugly spikes. And everything stopped. This is the largest order in our history for semis. And it's a continuation of that 1 million pound order. So, we'll fulfill that, the rest of that 1 million pounds this year.
I believe March 2nd, 5 days ago, you guys announced that you're going to be supplying CBD, MTC to a major celebrity brand. You guys are starting to move. You're starting to press palms. You're starting to introduce your products to a lot of celebrities, which it seems to be the going social media platform of socializing products with celebrities. Where are you guys going to go with this?
Well, it's where we want to position ourselves in the industry. All right. I could go out to stores and do a book signing at a store and bring 200 or 300 people into that store. I could go and get a chain of stores, 700 stores or 70 stores, or we could go out to the big celebrities. All right. Well, in this first case, this group tested all of the CBDs in the marketplace and found out that our CBDs are the best out there. And that's just not marketing hype. And the reason why is because we add a carbohydrate to our CBD and CBG and CBN, beta cyclodextrin. 1% of it is that. It's pharmaceutical grade. And the carbohydrate bonds with the oils of the CBG, CBD, CBN. And you have massive and rapid uptake. It's a 3-day process. It's an 80-year-old technology. It's not rocket science. Nobody is doing that but us. We're the only ones, and we're high potency, 10,000 milligrams. Go look into any CBD bottle, and you'll be embarrassed when you see how small the doses are. We call that fairy dust. Putting in, and that just doesn't happen with our industry, with the vitamins and nutritional products. Just enough to put in to put it on the label, but not a therapeutic dose. We go for the therapeutic doses. So we decided, since we do have the best in the marketplace, let's go after the celebrities. And that's where we're targeting, because celebrities are, you know, third-party celebrity endorsement is the most powerful of all marketing tools, and that's where we decided to position ourselves in the industry.
Well, I believe in that same press release, Hemp also mentioned that in addition to providing high and purchase new raw materials for A-listeners, they also offer custom branded high and hemp products such as the CBD, as you mentioned earlier, CBN, CBG, CBD, CBG, CBD, coffee enhancers. Now, why would celebrities be interested in these hemp products?
Well, pretty much because a lot of them are already doing it. It's a very, very hot thing. We are the best out there, and we can do one of two things. We can either provide the raw ingredients, like the CBD itself or the MTC, and until, it's, like I said, it's not rocket science. If somebody else adds that beta-psychodextrin into it, we will continue to have the best and most powerful in the marketplace. And it's a big business right now. Or we can make a complete product, a CBDA, CBGA combination, or the coffee enhancer, or the pain cream, because that's what celebrities are looking for. And when they do that, they want to get the best. We have the best.
You know, you shared with me one of the things on your drawing board a couple of days ago about getting celebrities, helping them out to help your company out, to help out nonprofit organizations and to raise significant amounts for their charities. If you could bring us up to speed on that, and what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I have a mechanism that I've been working on for the last 10 years. Once we do it and launch into the marketplace, every public company will duplicate it. They sort of are. It takes two publicly traded companies working together, and we can raise between $5 and $40 million for the celebrity's charity of choice donated in their name. You know, so, I mean, the ones I have in mind that I'm targeting, at least in my mind, are people like Cher and Elton John. They have their own charity. Who else can raise $5 to $40 million? It is a knockdown, drag out, powerful marketing program. And that's what drives me as a entrepreneur. I've donated millions of dollars to nonprofits personally, with my stock. And that's what's going to drive me. If you're not helping to give back or help to change the world, I'm not into the deal. I'm not into just making money. And a lot of celebrities are in the same position. They're ultra rich. Now what they want to do is raise money for charity. Guarantee you that this model, $5 to $40 million to charity of their choice, working with them on rolling out what I call, I'll give you a hint, it's decorative art stock, similar to what Disney does, but a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more powerful, and focused on raising money for charities. So far, we're the only ones that come close to being able to pull this off. And like I said, it does take two publicly traded companies. Since I'm a consultant, I have a half a dozen we can choose from and would work with us on this project.
Any time frame on that project?
I get a celebrity. They fly in because I have to show it to them. Yes. They fly in on their private jet to wherever I am. I will physically show them the decorative art stock, how it works in the program, and we can do it tomorrow. We're ready. 10 years I've been designing these certs, and so I've got an inventory ready to go for the charities of my choice, but they have different charities of their choice, and we can do the artwork pretty quick. But the program is ready to launch now.
So I'm trying to understand your whole background. You're basically a consultant. So what does that exactly mean? How many companies do you consult for, and how do you get in touch with your clients?
Well, I started off as the CEO of Medical Marijuana Inc., the first publicly traded company in the sector. I then branched off. My partner Don started Marijuana Company of America. I started Hemp Inc. After 14 years, 13 years of Hemp Inc., I became CVC, because that way I'm not beholden to just one company. I like to have companies work synergistically together, and it's way more powerful. So I consult probably about 6 to 12 companies. I don't like to spread myself too thin. But a solid half a dozen companies I'm a consultant for. And that gives me the freedom to create these creative marketing models, which involve more than just one company. It's multiple companies working synergistically together.
you've been with this company for a long time, Bruce. And that being said, you know, I know you're not a fortune teller, but what is it you think that, hemp can do over the next 2 to 4 quarters? That's part A. Part B, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, Hemp Inc. has been here from the very beginning. I like to say we're like, it's like the tortoise and the hare, okay? We're the tortoise, all right? There has been billion-dollar companies come and go, including the ones up in Canada, a flash in the pan. They were the hare, right? They came, they made money, they lost money, they went. Hemp Inc. is still here. All right, so what we see over the next 2 to 4 quarters, I'm not sure because we don't know how quick that million-pound order is going to go. We are negotiating right now for 1.2 million pounds of Spillbegone. That's this oil spill cleanup.
Right.
And, you know, you've out the thing in Kansas and the railroad, the chemical spill. Our product works perfectly for both those kind of spills. So we are negotiating with somebody for all of that. If any one of those, you know, and then of course the celebrity deal, any one of those could kick in, and that, and sometimes it's not even on the table one day, the next day it's there, and we're, you know, we've got this multi-million or gazillion-dollar deal happening that we didn't even anticipate. So it's hard to say, but as the hare, I mean, as the tortoise may about to become the hare soon because... You know, any one of these half a dozen deals that we're actively working on takes us into the stratosphere.
My guest today has been Bruce Purloin. He is the CVC of Hemp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol HEMP. Last time he was on the show was back in July of last year. I hope I don't have to wait that long again. I'd like for you to come back on the show at least every 40 or 50 days and give us an update. And Bruce, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Everett. As always, it's been my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.